we've left the reins, but the need to continue practicing is still there. It's not a seasonal thing. As the Buddha said, his Dharma is timeless. And as John Fuang said, if you want to meet the timeless Dharma, you have to make your practice timeless. We tend to divide our days up into different times. Time to eat, time to talk, time to work, time to rest. But all this can be time to focus on the breath. You can eat and focus on the breath at the same time. You can talk and focus on the breath at the same time. Although that may make it a little bit harder to talk, but still, the less you talk, the better. For most of us, that's the case. Stay with the breath as an anchor for the mind. And then you can observe your other activities from the point of view of mind in training. Because the Buddha gave his teachings not just to inform us or to have interesting ideas to talk about. It's part of a training. If you want your mind to grow, you submit to the precepts, you submit to the practice of concentration. You start asking the kinds of questions that he has you ask about the mind, about your attachments and your clinging, to see where you're causing yourself suffering. I had an interesting comment on the weekend this time. One of the people who participated in the retreat said it was the first time he'd been on a retreat where he'd actually been encouraged to ask questions of his mind. Before that, it had all been just accepting, accepting, accepting. But we do have to question things. I've been making a survey of the different talks where people listen to the Dharma and gain awakening while listening. In most of those talks, the Buddha's asking them to investigate, to look into their minds, ask questions about their minds, about where they're attached and what the results of that attachment are, and what can be gained by letting go. It's something you test inside yourself. You question your own mind. That allows you to step back from your own mind and really observe it. Then you can start seeing patterns of cause and effect that you might have been blind to before. So this is the sort of thing where you have to do the practice all the time so the mind is centered here. Otherwise it slips in, slips out, slips in, slips out, and all kinds of defilements slip in into your footsteps as you slip in and out. Try to have yourself grounded right here. So when the time comes when you really can be quiet and do nothing but watch the breath, you'll be prepared with the right questions. You gain the most out of this training. So just as athletes in training have to be careful not only what they do while they're on the field, but also how they live their lives. When you're training the mind like this, it's not just a matter of sitting with your eyes closed or doing walking meditation. It's training in how to work, how to chat, how to do all your activities from a grounded mind, a mind that's solidly based. That we're going to see things you didn't see before, understand things you didn't understand before, and get past some attachments you've been hanging on to for who knows how long. That's the advantage of making the practice all around, timeless practice. And you do it that way, have a chance to meet with the timeless Dharma.